What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
As always, this time on a Wednesday, we catch up with Simon Creek from HHD Legal and talk legal. Good afternoon, Simon. How are you going?
Good afternoon, Lockie. I'm well.
Good to hear, mate, and good to catch up with you again myself. Now, we've got a topic today, the new landmark decision, domestic violence leave. It's a pretty deep and meaningful topic, so we're going to dive into that straight away. What's the background of this decision? You know, why is it necessary?
Look, in short, it's really no exaggeration to say Australia faces a problem of epidemic proportions when we look at family and domestic violence.
Right.
To give you some stats that the government has gathered and is updating as quickly as it can, one woman was killed every 9 days and one man every 29 days by a partner between 2015 and 16.
Wow.
Now, those figures have worsened, I have to say, with a lot of sadness during the last 3 years, during COVID. And the big reason there is that, unfortunately, lockdowns and things like that have kept victims of family and domestic violence at home, and that's just worsened their situation.
Yeah.
So that's the background. We're dealing with something like 2.2 million adults that have been the victims of this type of violence at any one time. And as a result, the government, the business sector, trade unions, definitely the welfare sector, the legal sector, we're all trying to come up with different measures, different ways to help now that the scale of this problem has been recognised. I think, we know for decades it wasn't. So in essence, what we've got here with the Fair Work Commission provisional decision, it's not a panacea, but it's, I think, a good step forward, and we'll explain why later. But in essence, May this year, the Fair Work Commission decided that for anybody covered by an award, which is about 2.6 million Australian workers, there'll be 10 days of paid family and domestic violence leave, as opposed to the 5, which applies to everybody else at the moment.
Right, okay. Well, I mean, I'm kind of a little bit shocked at the stats straight away anyway, and it's not something that, you know, it's not in the public eye all the time, so to hear it, it's a real wake-up call. But I have to say, based on that, you know, what is the difference that this is going to make for those who are actually victims of domestic violence? I mean, 10 days doesn't seem like a lot in the scheme of things.
Yeah, great question. In short, a fair bit of time has been put into finding out the answer to this question. And in short, it goes a bit like this. It's quite practical. If you want to escape a violent relationship, if you want to go to a family lawyer, the police, etc., you need to move at the same time. Mm. You need to hold down your employment at the same time. And 5 days has been found, and I think it would make sense to all listeners, to just not be enough time to do all of that. And it's hoped that 10 days will give enough of a window, if you like, to come up with an emergency plan, move, seek legal advice, if necessary, involve the police, set up the new home, I guess look after the children is a big issue for most people in this scenario.
Of course.
And still keep your job. So that's the big aim. That's the difference that we're hoping it will make.
Yeah, and I think, like you said initially, it's those, you know, little steps towards helping people. No matter what those steps are, they may not seem like big changes, but you know that little change can actually have a huge impact for several people in that particular situation. So, Simon, we do need to take a quick break, but I want to come back and have a further chat around this. Stick around. It is 98.5 Weekdays with Lockie, talking with Simon Creek. Lockie keeping you company for weekdays today, and a pleasure to do so, and always a pleasure to chat with Simon Creek from HHG. Today we're talking about the landmark decision around domestic violence leave. Now, Simon, we've touched on a couple of points already, but what I want to know is who can actually access this leave? How does it actually work?
So right now we've got a situation where the Fair Work Commission has recommended and is about to implement. It's not like law right now today, but we're all assuming it will be very quickly.
Yes.
the 10 days domestic and family violence leave will apply to anybody under a ward. Now, that's permanent employees, full-time or part-time, whose job is governed by an award, their income. But I think, very importantly, we need to add that the national employment standards, which apply to all of us, all employees, that's about to be expanded, we expect, as well. So this should apply to an additional 8.5 million workers across Australia.
Wow.
The main reason I say that with a fair bit of confidence is that our new Prime Minister has already committed to this expansion, and I suggest in this climate it's going to be pushed through pretty quickly.
Pretty quick, yeah.
So it should apply, in other words, to most people. Now, whether or not that's going to cover casual employees is a big question mark.
Okay.
And it's an important question mark for the simple reason that many women in particular, men absolutely suffer from family and domestic violence, but not at the same rate.
Yes.
So many women in this situation are casual employees. So it needs to be expanded to look after them.
Yeah, definitely. Now, one of the questions, I guess, for me is, would victims be required to actually apply for leave through their employer or their manager? Because it could potentially lead to some privacy issues having to share that reasoning. Is that a tricky one?
It's a very tricky one in practice more than anything. But in essence, the victim has to give notice to their employer, explain why they need this leave.
Mm.
And the employer can ask for evidence. They can ask for documents from the police, a court, any family violence support service documents, or they can even ask the employee to sign a stat deck.
Right.
Now, yes, it is a bit of a legal potential nightmare because whilst the employer has a duty to keep that information very confidential, at the same time, the employer has to comply with any order, court order, or other legal request for that information. And in family law proceedings and criminal law proceedings, I think employers should expect to be contacted by lawyers or the police and asked to provide any documents they might have in their possession or control. And so to some extent, there is a real privacy concern about that.
Yes.
But I have to say, in the absence of that, you could face the alternative scenario of somebody who's been charged with anything, any criminal offence or family law concern, not being able to see the evidence upon which that has all been set out. So it's a bit of a tightrope. It's a tightrope.
Of course it is, a balancing act as always. And a really simple one, you can give a yes or no, or you can give us some details. Will this actually be a costly initiative?
Look, the short answer is yes, because at the end of the day, the employers are the ones providing the paid leave. On the other hand, most of the big corporations out there have already gone to 10 days, and they did that from sort of 2014 onwards.
Right.
And I think the other important, very important fact to throw into this answer is that at the end of the day, if you've got great employees and you want to look after them, as any good boss does,
yes,
then this is just a practical and kind of no-brainer way to help them.
Yeah.
And I think that's why so many businesses are ahead of the government and have stepped up their obligations there.
Yeah.
I've got to say, if any of my staff came to me, I haven't had it yet, but if any of my staff came to me and explained that they were in the middle of a horrible domestic violence scenario, I would just be saying, whatever you need.
Yeah, that's right.
What else can I do? And I think that's going to be the attitude of most employers.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you are a nice bloke, Simon, too, so I'm hoping that other people will see it with the same perspective, yeah. But we do need to take a quick break. Simon, we'll come back and chat about this. We are talking about the domestic violence leave with Simon Creek from HHG Legal. Tell you what, Simon Creek is also with us this afternoon talking about the new landmark decision around domestic violence leave. Now, Simon, a couple more questions for you because that's what we do. Between maternity leave, moving to part-time work and potentially losing them for another 10 days, will this legislation actually lead to further discrimination against particularly women being employed?
In theory, yes. But I would add, by bad employers.
Yes.
And anyone listening who is in this situation as an employee, I would say, I know it's hard to be full of hope and self-esteem right now, but just back yourself. If your employer is all alarmed about something like this or is not giving you the support that you need, get another job. Mm. We've got an unemployment rate at, you know, 3.9%.
Yes, yes.
You're in a state that will employ you in a second if you haven't got the right boss at present. That said, to support what I've just said,
yeah.
The Fair Work Commission has looked into this question in quite some detail, and it's quite interesting to step back for a moment and just look at the impact of greater levels of education of women, greater access to childcare, a whole raft of changes that we as a society have made in recent years, and to look at the impact of that. And what's happened is we've effectively encouraged and I think fostered a part of the workforce that needed looking after, the female workforce, and that's all been very good for the economy. It's been very good for our whole country.
Yes.
So this is just another thing that I think is thrown into the mix now, and it should never be looked at as a burden by an employer. It should be looked at as an opportunity to support good employees,
yes.
back them, and engender some loyalty. Because in my experience, whenever, you know, as an employer, I've backed staff in difficult personal situations, they have repaid that
yes.
with their own version of loyalty.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're going to see here.
That's a very good point, actually, Simon. I like that because, yeah, people definitely remember when they're looked after by their employer, and having been in situations like that myself on both sides of the fence as someone who was looked after and not, and also someone who was looking after people, etc., you just see though that's so evident that it comes back tenfold, let's say it that way. Now, do you actually think that, you know, domestic violence leave, because at this stage it's kind of more focused on the women, will it eventually be extended to include male victims? Because there are some out there, and I've got to be honest, I probably have known some over the years that have dealt with different levels of domestic violence as a male.
I certainly have, and it's a great question. Look, to be clear, these changes do apply to men as well, but the reason the question is so important is the statistical comparison. So here's a figure as at 2018, one in five, which is, you know, 1.7 million women by that point, had been sexually assaulted or threatened in a relationship of some kind.
Yeah.
The comparative figure is one in 20 for men. So it's a big difference. So these laws do apply
yes.
to men. They will look after men just as much as women, and so they should.
Yeah.
Because you're absolutely right. In 25 years of family law, I can tell you now, I've seen many cases of abusive men, not just women.
Mm.
But the stats are accurate. They tell us the lie of the land. And this will have a bigger impact. I hope it's going to be a bigger help and encouragement to women, simply because they are, unfortunately, those that cop the majority brunt
yeah.
of the whole concept of family and domestic violence.
Yeah. Well, Simon, it's been an absolute treat to chat to you once again, and a great topic, domestic violence leave, something that people need to be aware of. And if you're listening in right now and you're in a situation where you're not quite sure, you should always reach out, seek help, whether it's through Lifeline 13, 11, 14 or other avenues. Make sure you seek advice, because, a phone call or a question, it's not going to cost you anything. Simon, thank you so much. God bless you, and look forward to chatting with you again very soon.
Thanks very much, Lockie.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.